The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, Charlie! Hey, Charlie, wake up! Yeah, Charlie, you silly sleepy head, wake up!
Oh, God, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
No, Charlie. We found a map to Candy Mountain. Candy Mountain, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. We're going to Candy Mountain. Come with us, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. It'll be an adventure. We're going on an adventure, Charlie.
Yeah, Candy Mountain, right. I'm just gonna, go back to sleep now.
No! Charlie, you have to come with us to Candy Mountain. Yeah, Charlie, Candy Mountain. It's a land of sweets and joy and joyness.
Please stop bouncing on me.
Candy Mountain, Charlie. Yeah, Candy Mountain.
All right, fine. I'll go with you to Candy Mountain.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo. The date is Thursday, July 29th, 2010. And this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name is June.
My name's Jenny.
My name is Patrick.
And this is episode 54. Thank you guys for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. How you guys doing? It's been a week. A whole week.
A whole entire
it's,
real
it's
week.
It's actually felt really long, hasn't it?
It did.
It did to
really
me, too.
Long. Yeah. I missed you guys. Miss you. Group
Love
hug.
You. Love you.
Group.
Break.
Oh, my ass. Fuck you, asshole.
You want to smell my finger?
Oh, smell my fucking cock.
So on the show today, we're going to get to... We're going to play some movie madness. We're going to do topic of the week, which is going to be us talking about what shows we're watching now because we couldn't think of a fucking topic of the week.
Enthralling radio.
I went to a wedding this week. Oh, wait. Actually, before I get to the wedding thing, I have to. I have a conclusion or an addition to the story about the crackhead that was found
Ooh.
Under my
under
neighbor's
the deck.
Porch.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you get an update? Got the info.
So I'm at work. I'm downtown, driving around, and I see this douchebag, and I could tell he was a douchebag because he had that thick goatee, and I went, "Huh, he looks kind of familiar." And I went, "What? Holy shit! It's the same fucking dude." And it had been 5 days since he was caught under the porch. So he'd been released, processed, and released within 5 days.
It's our judicial system. It's a fucking machine.
It's a problem.
Kudos.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's the solution.
So, and he's with his girlfriend. He's with Becky.
I love Becky.
She was in...
What did Becky look like? Was she a looker?
I couldn't see
Damn
because
it.
Becky was... crouched down crying and they
oh,
were in a fight.
Of course she was.
And Becky has no teeth because she gives the best blowjobs.
I don't know.
That's why she was crouched down.
But they were a young couple in love, and there's a lot of passion in that young.
It's like an early Magnetic Fields record right now.
So what I was thinking is that, if there's any single ladies out there, homie, might be single now.
Becky might have left.
Yeah.
Yep. She left Chris.
And he might have beat her away.
And now you get, he's a very focused
individual. I hope
individual.
That you see him every 5 days.
He's got a
now.
Lot of drive.
Like, every fifth day, you'll just be like, where is he?
Where's
Chris the crackhead?
Yeah.
And he'll just pop out of somewhere, some bush somewhere with
but
Becky.
I couldn't believe it. I was flabbergasted that the fucker was, out and he was... meandering around
ready
the city.
Ready to get another deck under another porch.
Fucking with poor Becky. God.
I think I saw Becky today on the Max ripping out her hair as we passed by.
God. Well, who knows where...
She deserves better. She needs to reach for the
no,
stars.
No, she deserves what she gets.
God, Becky.
I don't think that's true, June.
I do.
On.
She picked the wrong path.
Okay, you're dealing with this fuckhead who's addicted to who knows the fuck what.
He's addicted to Becky.
I mean, they're probably maybe 22 or something like that, young. And she was crying her eyes out, and he was kind of stomping around like, "Why are you crying, Becky? God, Becky."
She's like, "I'm crying because of you."
"You're not crying because of me."
There's no hospital curtain on the streets of Portland, Oregon.
No, it was.
There's no privacy.
It was fucked up. Did I call one of you guys?
You called me.
Okay, because I could barely.
You were very excited.
I could barely drive. I was like, gotta find a parking spot. So calls Jenny. Crackhead found. Crackhead update.
Crackhead located.
Ding. And so, yeah. He's still downtown. Chris the Crackhead and old Becky.
Good old Becky.
Kicking it in downtown Portland.
Next time, will you take a picture of Chris?
If I can, I will.
Okay.
Because you know my tactic for taking pictures with people?
You're usually behind bushes.
Rustling.
I'm a level 10 voyeur. No, what I do is I go, you look just like uncle, brother, cousin, or whatever, and it's going to be a guess if I send him this picture.
We did that at Dan's wedding, that guy that looked like Doghouse, and we were trying to like get somebody to stand next to him so we could get a subtle shot, and finally June was just like, just go up and tell him he looks like him, and just take a picture. And the guy was stoked. He was like, okay.
They're always stoked. So now my secret's out.
Well, no, but I think you should be spreading that secret. That's a great secret.
But it kind of fucks up my game if I'm trying to take a picture with somebody and they're like, you're the asshole from the Hideous Creature Show. I know what your fucking game is, you prick.
But if they recognize you, they'll still let you take their picture. If that happened. They would.
Probably not.
Yeah. They'd be like, where's Jenny? She sounds hot.
and I'm a Tour de France, or you fuck?
I'm a Lance Armstrong. I got like 18 fucking rubber bracelets on my wrist.
So this week I went to a wedding on Sunday, and it was, I haven't been to a wedding since last year, and I was that guy at the wedding.
Yeah,
we talked about on a previous show. Yeah. I got really
episode 22
kind of drunk, and I was so missing people and missing alcohol that I was like, yay.
Oh, and you had a sore foot and you were on crutches.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
but so I went to a wedding, and this is fantastic. Is they you know how they the bride and groom do a first dance.
Yeah.
Dance. They did the choreographed version of I Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
No way.
And my cheeks hurt from smiling so hard and just being like, that's so fucking dope.
Are you telling
that's
me?
That's awesome. So like the whole dance?
Yeah.
Even like the thing where she runs up and he grabs her.
No, they didn't do that one. But they did, like, he did the thing where he put his hand from her chin down to her belly and when he dipped her.
Yeah.
And she just kind of goes, it was the cutest fucking
That's
thing
awesome.
I've ever
you
seen.
You didn't cry? Are you fucking human?
I've
always thought that would be the coolest thing ever, to do a choreographed first dance but not tell your guests that you're going to do it.
At my wedding, it's going to be
fucking awesome.
At my wedding, it's going to be the choreographed thing of Flash Gordon fucking up Ming's little palace with his little fake football dance. That's totally what we're doing.
I want to do the Thriller dance. How fucking rad would that be? Or the Footloose dance.
It's after midnight.
When he's out in the woods, running around. Yeah. That's really good.
It was so cute and so romantic and so nice. And I was like, I need to find a girl.
You're like, I believe in love again.
I believe when I fall in love with you. It was a fantastic wedding. It was really nice, and there was a bunch of friends that we had there. We had like a table full of people that would constantly change with different people that was nice to talk to, and it was really, really fun. And there was a guy sitting adjacent to us at a table, and he was wearing a kilt. He's a kilt guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't like the Scottish kilt guy.
It was the utility kilt guy.
It was kind of, yeah, you're right. The gray utility kilt.
Yep.
And so I don't know at what time during the reception, he's got his legs crossed, and he's sitting right across from me, and homie was not wearing any underwear, and the boys were out.
Did he do it? He did an uncross, like Fatal Attraction style?
Oh. Kind of like he didn't give a shit, and you're going, dude, I don't even like to look at my own balls, and I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your boys hanging out here.
At a wedding, no less.
And so I go to Bob, is there, roommate Bob's there, and I tap him on the shoulder, I go, Kilty's got some extra guests.
Mr. Voorhees, I'm ready for my close-up.
He looks over and he's like, oh! And I didn't want to say anything because it was so awesome. And it was kind of hot in there.
He's airing it out.
I could kind of understand that,
it's hanging up by the fan.
Bring some air to the area. And so what I did is there was empty glasses, and so I put the empty glasses on that side of the table so it blurred out his business.
You're your own, like, fucking ball sensor.
You start,
sensor.
Like, flicking shit at balls.
It was like a balls force field. But it was
seriously,
really
something
fun.
Like that, though, it's like you want to look away, but you can't.
I would just try to be throwing peanuts in there. And like,
bing!
No, somebody was going, tell him he sat on some gum. Tell him he sat on gum. I was like, I don't get it. Is that funny? Why not just tell him that he's got his dicks out?
Because the gum thing is going to be like, what?
Although I saw more balls than cock.
You saw the bubble gum.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh. But it was really fun, and it was one of those events where, you know, I was going to go and hang out, and it was nice to see people, and then some drinks kind of started coming in. Next thing I know, I'm like, all right, I feel pretty fucking good. Let's go to the pool. And then we went to Bob's house and drank all night long. And I stayed the night.
Was it an outside wedding?
No, it was inside. It was over right next to Jefferson High School. I forgot the name of the place, but it was really kind of quaint and nice and small, and it was awesome. And then, motherfucker, there was so many hot girls there. And
wedding,
I realized that
weddings are a good place for that.
I like the women. It, like, there were girls there, like, that were in their, like, maybe 20s and stuff. I like them, too. But I'm way more attracted to
the
like,
women.
The women.
Women.
I was like, mama jama.
And they're all dressed up nice.
They were dressed. And, you know, there's a lot of the tattoos rolling around. I love the tattoos and all that shit. So I was like, boing. And then I went to the bathroom. And I go to hit the bathroom. And I go in there and I go to flush it, and it almost overflows. And I'm going, son of
a
bitch.
Yeah, this is exactly what you don't need.
I'm going to get blamed for laying the turd down that broke the toilet at the wedding. And so I was like, fuck it. All right, I'm just going to walk out. I'll just walk out. And I walked out, and there was no one there. They'd gone to there was like another bathroom, and they'd gone to that one. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to get, like, fake caught.
Yeah, because you didn't
get
do anything
blamed
wrong.
I did.
It's like one of those things where it's like, hey, I'm missing $20. I put it down here, and after, like, an hour, you're just like, well, maybe I did it, even though you know you didn't do it. But you're doing the thing, I didn't do it, but everyone's going to think that I did it.
Exactly, and I didn't want to get blamed. It's weird, because usually I'd kind of have, a sense of pride for something like that.
Yeah, you're
be like,
you're
fuck it, who cares? But I was like, oof, man, next thing I know, Hottie in the red dress with the fucking sleeves
gonna
is going to be back
there
that I've been eyeballing all day is going to be like, son of a bitch.
That's the worst, like when you do go into a bathroom and someone is just taking a crap and it stinks and you just go in there to pee. Well, as a girl too, like we all sit down. It's not like you're going to the urinal, so it's obvious that you're not crapping. And then you go out and someone's waiting there and you just want to be like, dude, that wasn't me. I did not fucking stink that.
This is,
but you
when
can't.
When I walk into a place and it stinks that bad, you know what I do? I just go for fucking broke and I just piss all over the seat. I just sit there and go like, ah!
Okay.
Like it's a wacky,
like,
wacky water slide.
I did take the shit, but I did piss all over the seat and the floor.
I'm taking the credit here.
I'll take the credit for that, but I did not make the poop smell.
Hope you're not wearing flats, because that's just going to seep right through.
Okay, here's another thing that happened today, speaking of toilets. I go in to do my biz. Like, I saw a naked fat guy leaving, and I was like, sweet.
You're like, now's my time.
You had
I
that
got
window. Just awesomeness.
Right, and so I go in there, and somebody had pissed all over the seat.
Gross.
And then it looked like they had just yanked pubes off of themselves and like put it in their hand and went and blew it, and there were pubes all over the wet spot on the toilet seat.
It's dandelion kisses.
Looked like a dying antelope. It was horrible.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's goddamn.
And I'm like going, I gotta do this. So I cleaned it up. And
it
did you use the sanitary guards? Do you use the sanitary guards?
No, those are hats.
Do you use them when you go to the bathroom?
No, I choose to hover.
You hover?
What if you have to take a shit? Do you hover?
No. I'll use them.
I don't.
But if I'm just peeing, I'll just hover.
If I'm in New York City, I'll use them. But I will not use them because it's like taking a shit off of. You know when you go into a doctor's office or a dentist and they have that little that paper thing at your back that
right.
always kind of catches up. It feels like I'm taking a shit on that, and it cheapens the experience.
I hate when people use those things.
I don't have insurance, motherfucker. You need to change it.
I'm not listening to Kenny G right now. Like, I don't like using them.
I don't like using them either.
I'll give him a one over with some toilet paper, like the 5-time rule when I carry a bottle of fucking like bleach in my pocket at all times, and I just spray it down and wipe it down, and then I'm clean. It's clean. It's good.
I hate when people use those, and then they flush, and it doesn't go down, and they just leave it on the toilet.
Oh, the hat?
Yeah. Like, fucking kick that shit in with your foot,
dummy. What about when you get it half in and half out? Have you had that?
Yeah. It's like, take care of it.
I go, nope, I'm going across the street now.
So gross. Chicks do that all the time. They just leave it on there. It's like, did you not notice? Really? You just piss and you don't ever look back at the toilet. You just leave. Like, you'd never, ever notice that the fucking hat is still on the toilet.
Sorry, they're taking a shit. That's when you text your agent. That's when these girls don't.
Oh, I love when people are like in the bathroom talking on their cell phone in a public bathroom. Oh my God! Blah,
you should
blah,
just start
blah,
making
blah.
Like big fart noises or
yeah,
something.
It's like,
really? No, I get on my phone and I act like I'm talking to them, and they'll be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she did that." I'll be like, "She's such
I know.
A fucking bitch.
I hate her. God, Becky."
So why don't we jump into a movie madness?
Okay, here's a movie madness.
Okay, movie madness is a game that we play here on the Hideous Creature Show for anybody that's maybe a first time listener. A game that we play where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show, and we try to guess what the movie is. And for fun, the listener can play along. What do you got, Patrick?
This movie this week is a lighthearted comedy. It's none of those things.
It's a romp.
Simply put, DiMaggio represented, metaphorically speaking, of course, the husband as Slugger.
Is it a baseball movie?
I got nothing off that.
Can I get one more? Can we get one more?
A different one or this?
Yeah, a different one.
You want a different one?
Yeah.
You know what? I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot, and so I'll give you this one.
That every woman in some way desires to be Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Do you have an idea?
Mm-mm. I got nothing.
I have no idea. So why don't we jump into topic of the week then? The topic of the week for episode 54 is going to be shows that we've been into. Oh. And I've got a couple. Got a couple.
Can I start this off with a show that I've been watching?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit it.
I feel like I've spent 12 hours of my life in the last 2 weeks, and it's been completely wasted on a little show, which I had never seen before, that I know everyone else has probably seen, called True Blood.
And okay, wait. Okay, before we go into this,
what
we have to say, sorry to the listeners that fucking hate us talking about True Blood. But
when have we talked about True Blood before?
June and I did on a show when you were doing your prison job.
Right, and oh. Anyway,
God, watching True Blood is like being
you
in
have
prison.
To fuck off because this is we love this.
Yeah, somebody posted on our Facebook that they were tired of us talking about it or something, so they probably feel the way that you do.
Okay. Actually, well, there's been a couple listeners that have complained about it, but
I'm going to actually grandfather myself in for this and fuck this. I have some things to say about True
Blood. Okay, Patrick, lay it
on us. I have wasted 13 hours of my life, 43 minutes, fine. I've wasted 11 hours of my life watching this show that is a meandering miasma of just stupid cliche and bullshit. Is that show supposed to be serious, or are they just actually poking fun at the audience and going, ha, 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 like, we don't give
You're
a fuck what we do.
Watching it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be serious.
I think it's supposed to be campy.
It's supposed to be serious.
It's based on a book series.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I think that they really are trying to
be and the
serious.
Author, I haven't read the, have you read the books?
I read one.
Okay. Well, obviously they have an alliteration thing because their name is Sookie Stackhouse. They obviously love the fucking Al Stewart, like, sibilance fucking conundrum.
Whoa. Patrick has an opinion.
I'm fucking angry at this show. Like, the first season, this is what happened. Like, I watched the first season because I was like, I haven't seen it, you know? And then I started watching the second season, and I got 10 minutes into it, and I was sitting there going, why the fuck am I watching this? I don't even give a fuck. I don't like any of the characters, with the exception of one, okay. The dude who's the crazy vet guy.
Terry.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
With the hair slick back, who really is in love with the redheaded waitress.
Yeah.
Right.
I like him. Besides that, all of them are douchebags.
Well, when we were doing the show, when we did a show earlier, and we were talking about True Blood, we had the same thing. We're going, I hate all the fucking characters.
Right.
I'm hoping that the fucking show is satire. It's campy.
How far along are you on this show?
I watched 2 episodes before you guys got
No,
here.
But what season?
3.
I'm in season 3.
Is it the
3.
Fucking same?
It's ridiculously round.
I agree.
It's the shittiest show. Like, you have to deal with Sookie, who starts off really good, and she's just like, I'm intrigued by you, and I'm going to treat you like people don't treat you because I'm a good girl. And then she's dealing with fucking Bill.
Okay. Before we go into this, when you watch it, you have to... There was somebody had brought it up to me saying, like, you have to, like, hear how many times Bill goes, Sookie.
No shit.
Sookie.
No fucking shit.
It's like, complicated.
Oh, God damn it. He's just like, Sookie. He's like, Sookie. He wakes up and he's a vampire. He doesn't eat, but he's like, I want a watercress sandwich. And the first thing he says is, Sookie.
That's Sookie. All he wants to eat is Sookie.
Sookie. I feel like your blood is drawn, is pulling to me.
I agree. I think it's the most silliest fucking thing in the world, but I can't stop watching.
I love it.
And
I'm
Jenny, fucking, no, you guys, no, I'm done.
You are not done.
True
Sookie.
Blood is the shittiest fucking show ever written.
If shitty means awesome.
No, I'd rather watch fucking like Rock of Love or like.
Patrick, it's complicated.
The Biggest Loser. The Biggest Loser has so much more redemptional qualities than fucking True Blood. There's actually drama in that show. True Blood, it's just
well,
like,
I mean, of course it's supposed to be satirical. It's fucking vampires and werewolf packs going on.
I don't like negative blood. I like the A of positive of blood.
Well, also, I was thinking that hopefully there's a mummy in there somewhere.
Yeah, like what is the next character?
What's the next thing
going to be?
They can't
mummies?
Beat up.
Well, the dude at one point, he's like, you're a werewolf. I'm not a werewolf. Werewolves are horrible creatures. And oh, thanks for your fucking acting class that you got on fucking Sunset Strip,
Sookie,
buddy.
No. Stay away from the werewolves and off of the enchanted forest.
The best thing is like Bill being Bill.
Sookie.
That's all he is.
I do declare these werewolves skim of the vapors.
Bill. I just feel drawn to your power.
Well, don't run into that supernatural forest, Sookie, when you get angry.
Bill.
She loves to, too. She runs right into danger.
They all do.
Barefoot, naked. Everyone has to run through something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that whenever there's like a fucked up murder or a fucked up thing going on there, they go, well, we can't figure it out. Whoa. There's fucking vampires and werewolves. And, like, who knows what kind of supernatural bullshit running around fucking with everybody. But nobody knows.
That's a really good point, because if I was the sheriff or the detective, I forget their names, in
Andy Bellaflor.
In Bon Temps, Louisiana, I'd be like, some crazy shit's going on we can't have. The first person I'd be calling up is David Lynch. Because David
like,
Lynch,
some weird shit's going on. You're the only one that
going
will understand.
On, and our little world is not as fucked up as yours, but some weird shit is happening. David Lynch goes, it's not the vampires. Fucking not the vampires. Vampires are stupid.
Well, that's funny that during the oil spill that they called, like, what's his fuck over there?
Nicolas Cage?
No, I forgot. No, there was a...
They called somebody.
What's his fuck that did Transformers?
Michael Bay?
They called Michael Bay to like come up with some sort of
kidding me?
Resolution to like get
some
the fucking
sort of
oil
transformer
cap.
To cap the oil.
I do declare.
Get
we need,
a vampire on that
we need
shit.
To get this capped. Bill, use your imagination.
Bill, it's wonderful to hang out with you on a Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Do you need some refreshment?
Oh, and now he's caught like an underling.
I love
her. He's got
her.
That, what's her name? That,
Jessica.
Oh, my God.
I saw her.
She is a piece of work.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm a Christian. Oh, my God, I'm going to be a bad girl. Split fucking second. And the dude, her brother, like his love of his life died. And he's just like, I found Jesus again.
Hottie.
That show sucks.
Well, that girl was the hottie from Party Down.
Yeah, Lizzie Caplan. But she died, and he's just like, okay, I'm going to find Jesus again. Like, no, like, oh, it's just so fucking one beat. It's just a horrible show.
But I think that's what it's supposed to be.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be that. I think it's just like pander.
I disagree with you. I think it's supposed to be campy.
I know.
There's no way it can not be campy. And that maybe I'm in denial. Maybe I'm like,
you're glamored.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
You're glamored. By
I'm
Bill.
Totally glamored.
You've been told. Me too. I'm glamored. I am like,
oh my God.
I'm like 10 more hours of True Blood. Yes, thank you.
That show is just absolutely, it's just horrible.
I do declare, you hate the True Blood.
Sookie. It's complicated.
You want something to drink, Bill?
And they're acting so bad. It's so
and
good.
And the accents are so bad. And Anna Paquin's just like, dude, I fucking won an Oscar before I was like in double digits. And really? That's all we got going on?
I like the fact that they're going to get their ass kicked by everything. Like, the main characters are always getting
they're
one-upped
yeah.
by another vampire.
Okay, one
they're
thing...
They're constantly jumping the shark.
One
all right,
thing
now
that
I'm starting to, now I'm starting to, like, agree with the listener, like, no.
One really? Thing I okay. do that does bug me that you and I have talked about before is how come sometimes when they drink the vampire blood, they get high? Other times, they don't. Like, other times, they just use it to get healed or whatever. Like,
oh, you, but
because they sell it like it's a drug.
We call right. those inconsistencies. Okay?
Definitely.
We talk about script supervisors are not having goddamn continuity.
Right, right. Sometimes they get high, and sometimes they're just drinking it to
like
save their
Sookie
lives.
Like when Sookie got her ass kicked, and she drank from my veins. She got healed, but then you got her.
Maybe
little...
she doesn't get high because she has the powers.
Well, they're all supernatural,
which is actually called the Shining. By the
she
way,
she totally has the shine.
God damn, I hate that fucking show. I'm not spending another minute of my life. All
right, we'll
ever.
Never talk about it again
ever.
On the show.
And if you guys want to talk about it,
and if we do, we'll glamour you so you won't remember.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that? Oh, you mean you'll do the vampire
yes.
thing?
Yes.
Do the glam. Oh, you are getting glamoured. I need a mint julep.
What are you guys doing next Sunday night? I can come over and watch True Blood, and it will be a
declare,
great time.
I made a comfort, mm-hmm. comfort,
it will be an
situation.
Excellent time, and I will enjoy every second of it.
Okay. It's also just weird because I've been watching this because I haven't ever watched True Blood, and all the good shows that I really love, like Tremé and Breaking Bad.
They're all over,
and yeah. Mad Men comes up, but it's just like, oh, I should just watch the shit I haven't
there
seen.
There are new shows starting up. Curb Your Enthusiasm is starting in September. Yep. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I can't fucking wait.
Me
for
too.
That.
I'm so excited. That's
Charlie,
September, too.
Charlie Frank.
And also, I just lost my train of thought because I was glamored. Back to True Blood.
You're glamored with alcohol.
And Eastbound and Down, which if you haven't watched that, it's really fucking
see,
funny.
That's one that I got into for a season. And
there's only been
half
one.
Half a season, and yeah. I was just like, eh. Yeah, yeah.
BT had a dream the other night that I was like gonna leave him for Kenny Powers. That I loved Kenny Powers.
Kenny is coming into town. Hey, you want to drop a movie madness real quick, Patrick?
I do indeed. I do declare.
I do declare. I need a movie madness.
Maybe it's seeing that jacket that belonged to her.
Got it.
It just looks really lonely. Hanging there in a closet. Maybe I'm just a little sad tonight.
I'm a little sad tonight too, James.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Whoa. Okay,
holy
I
shit,
thought
I
had the
wrong.
First actor. I definitely have the
I know,
second
yeah.
actor.
Sorry, so the...
That's yeah. what I thought.
Yeah. We're mouthing each other the words.
Oh, I didn't get that, but I don't know what you're saying, and I'm not going to respond
anyway.
Whether
can
or
we
not,
get
right?
another one, a different
a
one?
A different one?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, here's a different one.
You driving this
yeah.
car?
Excuse me?
This 1966 Maroon Ford Galaxy 500. You driving this car?
This is my car.
Bullshit! It's mine, motherfucker!
I'm afraid you're mistaken.
Bullshit!
Who is that?
Oh, Vernon, go home to your mother, will you? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you, fella.
Okay.
Hold on.
You are enamored with this actor.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
because... I think it's the same actor from the last
week. I think it's the same movie.
Oh, no hints. No hints.
It is the same actor from last week's movie, though.
I think so, too.
Well, he's
can we get another one?
A different one?
Yeah.
Sure.
You can totally get a different one. Here you go, peoples.
Actually, I saw the greenhouse. I thought I'd come outside and take a look at it. Looks like heaven.
Looks like heaven.
I saw a movie once. Part of it took place in heaven. Everyone wore white. Lived in crystal houses like that. I really should be going.
I got no idea.
I think
you
got I got it.
I think you got it.
I think I got it because have you seen that there's a second version of this coming out?
There's going to be a second version of Transformers 2?
Electric Boogaloo. Okay, so to end this whole thing without not talking about True Blood, I want to talk about how sad it is that Party Down was dead. Because all three of us were huge Party Down fans. And I was really sad that I didn't have a show. It was just going to be like my funny little thing. But I found one. And it's called The IT Crowd.
It's a British show, right?
It is. And it's got some of the people from... It's got a couple people from Garth Marenghi's Dark
that
Place.
That sells me right there.
And
yeah,
it's got it's got some people from Mighty Boosh.
I've never seen that, but I need to get on the Boosh, too.
I got them all. I'll give it
okay.
to you. Okay. You guys...
Does it have actual Garth Marenghi, the
No. It's got his homie in it. The
okay.
guy that, from...
I wish I looked more like Douglas.
Yeah, what was his name in that?
I can't remember.
What's fucked up is his name is Douglas in the new show, IT Crowd.
Oh, what is his name?
Anyway.
I can't remember. Does it have Dean Lerner?
No.
No, Dean Lerner is it?
No, yeah, it does have Dean Lerner.
I love
it has
Dean Lerner.
Dean Lerner, and it has, it has Rich Sanchez.
It's...
Dr. Sanchez.
Dr. Sanchez is the other guy you're looking
it
for.
It is the fucking funniest shit that I've seen in a long, long time.
Awesome.
So, listeners, if you like Garth Marenghi, if you like the Mighty Boosh, check it out. It's fucking dope.
That's good. I need a new comedy.
And it's the first season is like, you know, the first two is establishing the characters and shit.
Yeah.
But once it gets into that, oh my God, you are flying on a sea of happiness.
Well, I got to throw in a show that is going to make me sound like such a fucking moron.
Treme?
No, but it is starting tonight.
Super Nanny?
Jersey Shore 2, baby.
Oh, I'm done.
Jersey Shore 2.
I am out of here now.
I need to get me some snooki.
Fuck this shit. Okay, I'm done.
I know that it's awful, and I can't believe I just admitted it. But when we were up at, when we went on our little...
Yeah, Jenny and I were at we went to
Quincy, Washington.
Right.
We went to hang out with a friend of ours whose parents have a house up there. And the last day we were there that Sunday, we were all crazy cripple hungover. And there was a Jersey Shore marathon on, and we watched eight fucking episodes in a row, and we all just were staring at the TV like zombies, like eating the breakfast that everybody made and just like drooling.
Because usually
it is the biggest train wreck.
Well, yeah, usually like I make breakfast on our outings.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so
I couldn't
good.
Even get up. I was so fucking hungover. And I think we watched like 6 hours of this shit.
That's like 12 episodes. Like none of us could even move.
It was I think.
Are they hour long or are they?
They're half hour.
Yeah, so that's 12 episodes that you
watched. Yeah, we watched.
I know that we all left to go to back to Portland, and some of our friends stayed, and they ended up watching the entire season. Ugh. And the neighbor from next door, this weird dude that would just like walk around in his panties.
That's right. He wore
He wore like flesh colored tidy whities. It looked like he had no pants on. It was really grody. And he showed up and just like came in and sat down on the couch during the season finale, and everybody was so pissed because Chip was like, I've wasted this whole day watching this. I need to know what happens at the season finale. And then
Ahsoka, I need closure.
Does it really have that much drama that you need to find out?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's the suckiest thing.
It's the shittiest show, but I cannot fucking stop watching it. And I am excited about it, listeners. I don't care.
Hey, can we get a movie manager, Patrick?
I'm sorry, I burped into the microphone.
You know how many times I've boarded an airplane just praying that some gal like her would be sitting down beside me?
She's a transvestite.
You're stoned.
She's still a transvestite.
What? Okay, I think I know who that actor is too, but I have no idea.
Another one? Because they're about to go into...
Did you take the old pinch out of the ankle? Want one?
No, thanks. I'm fine without them.
Right. That's why you're standing in the Chancellor's backyard spinning that cap gun of yours. You're fine. Yeah, you're just as fit as a fucking fiddle.
I got it. I know what it is.
I don't think I've seen this, because I know got all it. The actors, and it should have clicked in for me.
Okay. We are going to jump into a fake break. So, actually, closure on our topic of the week. Shows that we talked about True Blood. We talked about Jersey Shore. We talked about the IT Crowd. I would say don't watch any of them except the IT
Crowd.
Yeah,
I agree. Forget that I ever said that I ever mouthed the words Jersey Shore. Ever.
So, hey, Patrick, can we get one more Movie Madness as we're going out to fake break?
James will know about George Sanders.
George Sanders?
Mr. Crabtree is saying how George Sanders killed himself, only he couldn't remember how.
Pills, April 25th, 1972, in a Costa Brava hotel room.
How comprehensive of you.
James is amazing. He knows all the movie suicides. Go ahead, James, tell him.
There are so many.
Well, just a few, the big ones.
Pierre Angeli, 1971 or 72, also pills. Donald Redberry shot himself in 1980. Charles Boyer, 1978, pills again. Charles Butterworth, 1946, I think, in a car. Supposedly it was an accident, but, you know, he was distraught. Dorothy Dandridge, pills, 1965. Albert Decker, 1968, he hung himself. He wrote his suicide note in lipstick on his stomach. William Inge, carbon monoxide, 1973. Carol Landis, pills again, I forget when. George Reeves, Superman on TV, shot himself. Gene Seberg, pills, of course, 1979. Everett Sloan, he was good, pills. Margaret Sullivan, pills. Lupe Velez, a lot of pills. Gig Young, he shot himself and his wife in 1978. There are tons more.
I haven't heard of half of them.
You did them alphabetically.
It's just how my brain works, I guess.
Fascinating. Say, why don't you come out with us?
Ooh, I might have it.
I think I got it. We're going to take a fake break. We'll return momentarily.
The Hideous Creature Show.
It's just over this bridge, Charlie. This magical bridge of hope and wonder.
Is anyone else getting, like, covered in splinters? Seriously, guys, we shouldn't be on this thing.
Charlie.
I'm right here. What do you want?
We're on a bridge, Charlie.
And we have returned from fake break. I love the summertime.
I do too. It's so nice out right now.
It's a glorious time.
We during fake break, we usually go out to the front porch of my house and just talk shit and blah, blah, blah. Hey, Patrick, do you have a movie madness you could hit us with?
I do have a movie madness, and I want to say this because I didn't get to say this on the porch. Jenny, that top is very fetching.
Thanks. I got it at Target.
It's boobalicious.
Say, Professor Tripp, is all that stuff true about Errol Flynn? How he used to put paprika on his dick to make it, you know, like, more stimulating for the chick?
Christ, Traxler, how the hell should I know?
Well, you're reading his biography, aren't you?
Oh. No, it's true. He used to rub all sorts of things on it. salad dressing, ground lamb.
Sick.
I have no idea.
Now I'm kind of thrown off.
I think that I should know by now if I've seen this movie. I don't think I've seen it. I like that clip, though.
Okay, so we're going to deliver what? From last week's A Movie Madness is the winner.
Douchebag of the week.
Oh, right. Sorry. Douchebag of the week. I've had a couple of beers. I can't lie. I can't lie, sucker.
Oh,
stop it. Also, for the intro of the intro for episode 54 is unicorns. I don't know what.
Charlie the Unicorn.
And so on Fake Break, we played another episode of the same. It was the same audio from the same episode, but. We'll probably use it as a stinger. But so let's go into last week for episode 53 of who won the douchebag of the week. And in number three was the cerebral palsy faker.
Yeah.
That was fucking horrible.
That was pretty bad.
And at number two, it was a tie for the teenage gecko killer.
Oh, you put the gecko in the microwave?
That guy that broke into all the houses. Yeah. It wasn't like a couple fuckers?
That yeah, I think that? It was a couple teens.
Fuckers. That put that gecko in the microwave and killed him. And the parasailing donkey was set at two. But for like kind of a fun yaha, I put in anybody that would not vote for the parasailing donkey that crushed everything.
And that was number one.
Okay, so number I was going to say, how did the parasailing donkey not win? And I was angry at our listeners, but now
it all makes
so
sense.
So, yeah, the number one for episode 53 douchebag of the week was anyone that did not vote for the parasailing donkey.
That's great.
I voted for the donkey.
That's great.
That was. I remember I was listening to the news in a Target, and I called Jenny, and when I was shopping for my shit and it came on, I just busted down to laughter, and there was this like a preteen next to me, and I just started laughing, and I think it came off like kind of weird, like
you were laughing at her.
I'm gonna do another movie madness.
Okay,
hit me.
Bit of a scandal. My parents live in a small town.
Where's that?
Carvel.
Carvel? Where's Carvel?
Outside Scranton.
I've never heard of it.
It's a hellhole. Three motels and a mannequin factory. My dad worked there for 35 years.
Your father worked in a mannequin factory?
Sites Plastics. That's where he met my mom. She was a fry cook in the cafeteria. Before that, she'd been a dancer.
What kind of dancer?
Whatever kind they wanted her to be.
I have no idea. It sounds like a good movie, though.
I think I might know what it is. The song playing in the background should give it away.
What song was playing in the background? Was it John Lennon?
Yeah, John Lennon.
Was it?
I'm just waiting for the wheels to go round.
How does that give it away, by the way?
Because it's a timepiece. It sets to where the movie's...
So the movie obviously took place in 1983.
Maybe
in
New York, too?
In New York, exactly. It's a timepiece, my fucking friend.
Okay. It's complicated.
Stop.
So I don't know what you guys
let's
are
jump
talking
into
about.
Douchebag of the Week for episode 54.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right. The first Douchebag of the Week candidate is from Toronto. Barrie, Ontario cops didn't have to look too far to find an alleged shoplifter who was hunting for a job at the same time over the weekend. The 40-year-old woman was at a Bayfield store for a job interview, but after meeting the store manager and handing over her resume, the woman was spotted on the store's security cameras allegedly lifting several items. She bolted with the items, and the store manager, who's in the back room at the time, called the cops. Police attended the store, and as they said in their press release, easily identified the thief using her resume. Investigators sifted through security footage, also found the woman had been in the store the previous day. Police allege she's on video stealing the clothing that she wore for her job interview. The unidentified woman had been charged with two counts of theft under $5,000. It's unlikely that she'll be getting an interview in the near future, police concluded.
No callback for her. Like, Jenny, take a lesson.
I know. I need to not shoplift from the places that I'm applying. Apparently, it's a no-no.
Don't
who knew?
Steal any reams of paper.
I like that she shoplifted her interview clothing. I gotta look sharp. I mean, fuck that. The girl, I mean, she obviously doesn't have money to buy clothes. She doesn't have a job.
I love the fact that she's like that fucking cuckoo that she tries that
like, go
shit.
Go steal from another store to get your interview clothes and then go to the other store.
Come on.
I know.
Come on. I mean,
it's pretty bad.
You could get all kinds of like whatever the fuck you're looking for at a different store.
Yeah.
But maybe she's a kleptomaniac.
Maybe.
That she needs to steal. Like,
feel alive.
She's like, I know your attire. Trust me, I'm wearing everything in your store.
Yeah, maybe she thought that if she wore their clothes that they would be impressed and they would be like, look at her.
That's a fair assessment.
What if it was like a Levi jacket and like a fucked up...
It was like a tracksuit.
What, is she Jay Leno now?
Yes.
So, okay, douchebaggery for that one is for sure.
Shoplifter dummy.
Movie madness.
Or, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, do you see what I see? Right there. Let's go. You first.
President of the James Brown Hair Club for Men. He's a boxer, a flyweight.
No. He's a jockey. His name is Curtis. Curtis Hardapple.
Not Curtis.
Okay, well, Vernon. Vernon Hardapple. The scars are from a horse. He fell during a race. He got trampled.
He's addicted to painkillers.
Yeah, he can't even piss standing up anymore.
Lives with his mother.
That's right. He's got a younger brother. Who's a
groom named Claudel, and his mother blames Vernon for Claudel's death.
Right? Because why, right? Being responsible for this one. Because
he was killed when a gangster named Freddy Nostrils tried to shoot his favorite horse.
Freddy Nostrils.
Claudel took the bullet himself. Vernon, over there, was in on the hit.
That was good.
Yeah, he heard everything we said.
That's a fun game, though. I never thought about that, like sitting at a bar or whatever and like...
You've never done that?
I know, I haven't done that.
Really?
Not yet.
We don't hang out in the bars a lot. No, we do this in the car. We did this in the car. We drove around. June and I worked and we delivered a lot of things. And we beat Bjorn. Remember Bjorn?
Bjorn?
Bjorn was always on the corner of 10th and Washington. We saw him 3 times in a consecutive time. Right. He was in his little Beetle boots and his fucking goddamn like slick fucking tight jeans.
You gave him the name Bjorn.
And the first day we said Bjorn, and then the second day we were like, oh my God, there's Bjorn again. And we talked about what Bjorn was doing. Bjorn was going to get some coffee. Like, we do that.
We elaborate on
I've never done
the
that.
Fantastic Bjorn.
Every time driving, maybe the bar is our car, but we do that all the time.
Well, we always used to play Wizard and Muggle when we'd see fucked up people walking around with tinfoil on their head. They're like, Wizard!
Yeah.
And then you see some people, you're just Muggle.
With a box on their head, like, Muggle.
Yeah. But you and I do that. We make up these stories for people. We don't do it, but we don't go into that depth, but we do. We have. And... Oh, God, I kind of wish I was delivering shit with you again so I could just record shit in the car of what we would say. Because you opened up my world.
Oh, because I'm a dick.
No, you're not a dick. But
it's fun to make fun of people in the car. You and I do
it. No, I mean, the thing that June had once said to me is I wonder what people driving around the car say when they see me.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm open game, but I'm going to do it to other people. But the problem was I got there, and when I first met June, it was... He kind of was just like, hey, look at that guy. Look at that guy right now. And then it clicked in my head. I was like, this is all right? I can say shit like this to somebody? And I'm not going to... Wait a minute. Did I find someone that I am kind of have a man crush on now?
No, we were kindred souls when we first met.
We were indeed. And I was just like, I can say this. And now I drive around Portland and I'm by myself. And I'm like...
Look at Fanny Pack.
I'm like... Look at Big Gulp.
Hey, Big Gulp.
What's fucked up?
Big Gulp, you drove 15 miles to go to a 7-Eleven just so you can get your fucking slushy. And then I go, where the fuck is June?
What's fucked up is that I do that all the time. Like, I always did it and always had the bullshit to talk about somebody.
Right.
Whether it be Wizard Muggle or whether it be just hey, Big Gulp. Or hey,
Lance Armstrong.
Hey, Helicopter Head.
Yeah. Hey, alien invader tinfoil fucking suit.
Watch out, we got Predator over here.
But there's also, I also noticed that there are people that are sacred to you. Like Downtown Elvis. You will not talk shit about Downtown Elvis.
I will not either.
I don't think it's not talking shit about it. It's just it's too easy.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd rather see somebody with a suitcase or a briefcase walking around town that you kind of go,
there's a boombox built into a suitcase.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a Motley Crue tour shirt from 1986, it's full of broken, and he's fucking 17.
It's full of broken condoms.
It was super funny. When my dad was just here recently, we went down to the new Saturday Market, like they moved it, and my dad remembered from the last time we were at Saturday Market, he was like, hey, is that Elvis guy still wander around here? And I was like, yeah, probably. Oh, wait, he's right there. And like 2 seconds after my dad said that, Elvis walked up to us. And I was like, hey, Elvis. And he's like, oh, hello.
Yeah, in Portland, there's this mentally retarded guy that thinks he's Elvis.
He performs down at
bite your fucking tongue. Good day, sir. How dare you fucking comment that fucking Portland Elvis is mentally retarded.
He can
stop Porsches. We've talked about that on before shows.
He's a little mentally challenged. It's not...
Who
are we to judge?
No. At the job where I work, we called them...
Gifted.
Touched. So Elvis is definitely touched because I remember him in high school... And we were going to skate some spot, and all of a sudden Elvis came on, and we're like, hey, you know, he came and sat down. And we were not, like, the dick kids.
You were making fun of him.
We were not making fun of him.
Yeah.
But it was when the first Batman movie came out,
mm-hmm.
that Tim Burton did, and he goes, do you guys know the only person that knows Batman's true identity? And we're like,
Elvis?
Tell us. And he goes... He goes, there's one guy, and he puts up his finger in you know, the one, like, the numeral one on his hand, and then he just gazed at his finger for, like, 15 seconds.
One Mississippi.
And he goes, Alfred. We're like, holy shit. Okay, whatever.
You're like, that's true. When we worked at Rocco's, Elvis used to come and get pizza from there all the time, and he would sing the songs from The Lion King to us. Every time he would come there, Chip would be like, dude, sing The Lion King. And he would sing the Circle of Life and that Hakuna Matata song.
He
loved the Circle of Life.
I have goosebumps.
It was great.
There was a lot of freaks that came to that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of freaks that came out to Rocco's when we were working there. I'm sure that they're either the same freaks or maybe they've like evolved into new freaks. But
yeah.
Can we get into the movie madness before you hit your douchebag of the week, Patrick?
Shit, James. You shot Dr. Gaskell's dog.
But I had to, didn't I?
Well, you could have pulled him off me.
No, the dog was crazy, Professor Tripp. He was attacking you. The dog was attacking
calm
you,
down,
Professor
James.
Tripp. What was I supposed...
Calm down. Don't freak out, all right?
Okay. All right. Do you have a mirror? It's the best way to see if someone's still breathing.
The dog is dead, James. Believe me, I know a dead dog when I see one.
What are we supposed to do now?
Can't get it.
First, you're going to give me that little cap gun of yours. Come on.
I have no idea. I definitely haven't seen this movie because that should have given it away to me.
All right, Patrick, you got a douchebag of the week?
I do have a douchebag of the week. A woman robbed Northwest Peoria store Friday, but ended up losing her shirt in the process.
Ooh, sexy. I do declare, I got the vapors. Okay.
You need some refreshment to sip
okay.
upon. Okay. About 5 p.m.
Okay.
About 5 p.m., store management at Burlington Coat Factory saw a woman stuff several pairs of children's jeans into her pants. She was accompanied by 2 young boys. Security was notified, and as the security guard was escorting the woman to the office, she made a break for it. You're not getting me alive! The guard grabbed the woman's shirt, but she wiggled out of the shirt, knocking the guard on the floor. The woman and the 2 boys made their way out the front door and into a waiting car. The armed guard.
Shit, they had a waiting car?
Yeah.
Getaway car.
They had a fucking brake, man.
For some jeans.
The armed guard caught up and stood in front of the car to stop it from leaving. The driver inched the car forward just far enough to tap the guard's leg, prompting the guard to draw her weapon. The driver of the car then backed up and drove around the guard and out of the parking lot. Foiled you! The guard suffered only scuffed up knees and when she was knocked down and bumped into the car. The license plate number was traced to another vehicle. and police attempted to locate a suspect, but no arrests have been made. Scot-free.
Awesome.
I wonder if that's the same girl that went for the interview the next day.
Yeah. Probably. They do sound familiar.
So, I mean, I understand the economy is kind of fucked up right now. But stealing clothes?
Go to Value Village, people.
You're already wearing them. Just dig what you're yeah. wearing.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know what's even more fucked up that I think about? Is I bet this fucking bitch has... that. I bet she pays like almost $200 for her cable. Like she's got
right.
all the big
all the pay
fucking
channels.
Pay channels and the big package. And
she's got an Xbox for right. her kids and a fucking iPad.
She's on the dole and she gets the food stamps yeah. and all that shit. And then... Oh, ooh.
Ooh, I need some jeans. Ooh.
Free Levi's.
I have to tell you, these Levi's are the... All this food card food is making me kind of fat. It's making me kind of fat. I got to steal some
I need
new
a bigger
clothes,
pair of jeans.
Okay. It's complicated.
Movie Madness.
Look out. He's back.
Now what?
You owe him a book, too?
You can always drive over him.
I got nothing.
What the hell was that?
I just got my hood jumped on.
I could be... I think I'm wrong.
You stumped me.
Okay.
I just love the fact that you could run over him.
So, for your douchebag of the week, it has to be the girl that's stealing, of course.
No, the douchebag is the guard.
The guard for stopping her from stealing shit?
I don't give a fuck if she's stealing something, but he ripped her fucking top off.
Oh.
Like, seriously. And then she was just like, fuck you. And then they didn't let
her
go.
I like that they just drove around.
Right. I don't think she's a douchebag. I think the guard is a bad thing. And I think that is the question that you have to get into, is that she was stealing jeans. You're working at Walmart, or excuse me, Burlington Coat Factory. If you're working at Burlington Coat Factory, do you really give a shit if someone's stealing?
No.
No.
No, I do, because I'm an American's American. Anyway, so, okay, I got a douchebag of the week as well. This comes from... Las Cruces, New Mexico. A New Mexico man who investigators say set his prosthetic leg on fire with a pocketed crack pipe has been arrested. Deputies say they found 47-year-old Randy Monroe naked along U.S. 70 with his prosthetic leg in flames on June 5th. He was treated for burns on his leg, back, and buttocks. Witnesses later told the authorities that he agreed to have Moreau give him a ride, but after which he had lit his crack pipe and then lit his prosthetic leg on fire. And that's...
So he was naked because he was trying to take his flaming pants off?
Yep, and okay. Somebody decided to pick him up. And then he got arrested. So, that's kind of all kinds of fucked up.
That's pretty good.
I like that one.
I do, too.
Okay, you're not born with a prosthetic leg.
Do you think his, I wonder how he got that leg.
He probably burned the other one on with crack.
Probably. Do you think it was a wooden? It was just like a kindling waiting to go
Do you
up.
Think it was like the old school wooden leg?
Yeah.
Wooden?
That's what I like to
it's
think.
Like George
that it was,
Washington's
yeah,
teeth?
Exactly.
I don't know, I think it was, like, made of matchstick heads.
He just made it himself by gluing a ton of matches together.
Okay, so homie's trying to catch a ride, catches his prosthetic leg on fire with a crack pipe he has in his pocket. That's tweaker power.
Yeah, definitely.
Tweaker power!
Oh, I'm sorry. These goddamn shoes. I don't know how anyone can walk in these things.
Practice.
Okay, so that's our douchebag of the week for episode 54.
Okay, so to recap, the first one is the shoplifter who left her resume behind. Mm-hmm. Second, so for the second one, are we deciding that the douchebag is the guard that ripped her shirt off?
Well, to me it is.
I don't know. I think she's a douchebag.
Yeah, she shoplifted.
Ripping that shit off.
We could even do two if you want. One being the guard and one being
the
girl.
You,
the
listeners, choose.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll break it up on the website that we can do that.
And then the third or fourth, since we'll split that one up, is crack pipe leg.
Okay, crack pipe leg, that is the fast thing in the world. He lit his fucking shit on fire with a crack pipe? And he's naked? Seriously, that's like... that's the best fucking thing I've heard all week.
I like it.
Do you got a movie Madison real quick?
Sure.
I don't drink. Normally. But this was turning out to be one fucked up day.
I got nothing. I feel so dumb.
I do too. So for the movie Madness of the week, or the movie Madness for episode 54, you guys can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And vote for it.
The douchebag. You always call it movie madness.
Do I?
Yeah.
God damn it. For the douchebag of the week for episode 54, go onto our website and vote for who you think is the biggest douchebag. And
reveal this movie before I die.
Yeah, let's go in. Let's do another one.
One more.
You want a bite?
No, thanks.
That's why you're having them. Your spells.
Spells? Jesus, James, you make it sound like we're in a Tennessee Williams play. I don't get spells.
What would you call them, then?
I don't know. Episodes.
I just worry about you, that's all.
See, I get that beer in me, and
I have no idea.
Distinguish movie madness from douchebag of the week. Let's do another one. I want to try and figure it out. I think I know it, but every time I hear it, I think I'm fucked.
There's
up.
Nothing that can do it for me now. I know every actor. I still don't have a clue.
And before that, did I do anything? I mean, did I do anything bad?
Well, James, you did shoot the head of the English department's dog and steal his most prized piece of memorabilia.
I don't know.
Reveal?
Wow. No, I don't want to reveal.
Come
reveal
on.
Reveal it, you fuck.
It's the Wonder Boys.
I've never seen that.
The Rocket Kids?
No, it's Wonder Boys.
With the Rockets?
No.
I thought it was Wall Street.
It's, you lie. It's Wonder Boys. It's a Michael Chabon novel. But it was directed by Curtis Hanson.
Actually, you know what? I saw that movie at a premiere. And I
what, with
like
Michael
it.
Douglas as your date?
Me and Dougie were hanging out.
It's
me and Sucker hanging out watching the films.
It's the Wonder Boys. It's a decent movie. Check it out.
It's a good movie. It's
yeah,
good movie.
It has a lot of people in it that I like.
Yeah, it's...
I'll have to put it on my list.
Out. Wow.
This you stumped us. That was good.
No, it was the anticlimactic movie madness. I like to...
They're all anticlimactic.
I know.
No,
I think all the listeners already know before we know. It's hard. Do you agree that it's harder to hear it when you're here?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It is totally. It is. I've listened to shows that I'm not on, and I'm just like... I haven't seen this movie in 12 years. I've said this before. It's Starship fucking Troopers. Get a fucking clue, people.
I know. It is hard. When we get up here, we get stupid.
So let's do an ending little note on that. Wonder Boys.
You want an ending little note? Just for the fucking sake of it?
Yeah, just to hear it.
Right. Here you go.
It's like all of your sentences always existed, just waiting up there in style heaven for you to fetch them down.
I thank you.
And I love the inscription you wrote to me. Only I'm not quite the downy innocent you think I am.
Who is that?
I hope that's
the girl.
Not true. We need all the downy innocents.
It's actually Michael Douglas playing all the parts.
Awesome.
It's Michael
He's
Douglas.
So good.
There's only one part.
Hey,
it's Katie Holmes.
You're listening to the Hideous Creature Show. You can call us at 503-928-7751. You can download our shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune.
And you can, if you would be so sweet, anybody that's listening, to tell a friend that you like the show, that if you like the show, that maybe they'd like it, to turn them on to it.
If you don't like us talking about True Blood, then, you know, tell us that. Actually, you can rate it that way.
There we go. And you can also please go on to the iTunes store and give us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice review if you'd be so kind. It's going to bump us up in the ratings and more people will be exposed to us. And we have some the shirts that are coming out. We're kind of sitting on that. And Colorado Kenny is going to be here next week. He's going to sit in. And we're going to do Race to Brain Freeze again. And we are getting, 33 or 30-something days into fucking getting into the machete. So that, for anybody that doesn't know, is going to be our first
Hideous Creature outing.
And we're going to go and get drunk at a bar, and then we're all going to go and watch Machete when it comes out.
Danny, through you. Machete.
Suki, it's complicated.
In 3D.
But totally, I wish.
I want to thank everybody that's gone on and given us ratings.
Thank you, guys.
And anybody, all you guys that have communicated through us, or through us.
Through me.
As a vessel.
Exactly.
To go onto Facebook. We've been on there a lot and kind of shooting the shit there. And email us. You can do that via our website, or you can just go to hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. Anytime that we get to hear you guys, like, communicating with us is fucking awesome. And we're going to do another show next week. And the outro to episode 54 is Shellac. We'll see you guys in another 7 days. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Record is on.
Hideous Creature Show.
Charlie.